Don't be troubled. John chapter 14, verses 1-4. The NIV version reads, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Jesus had shared three dramatic statements in the previous chapter. First, Judas Iscariot was going to betray him. Second, he was going to leave his disciples. Finally, Jesus told Peter that he was going to deny Jesus. These statements had certainly left the disciples deeply troubled. So Jesus responded to their fears in a fatherly tone in verse 1. "Do not let your hearts be troubled." He wanted to put them at ease first. They needed to calm down. Next, Jesus reminded them of the bedrock of their faith before they began following him. They believed in Almighty God, since Jesus had taught them that he and his Father are one. They could have the same belief in him too. In heaven, God has as many pastor emeritus W.T. Reynolds preachers, prepared places for prepared people. Yes, it might have seemed too good to be true to his disciples. So Jesus added words of reassurance. They had known Jesus for 3.5 years. He had never lied to them. Yes, Jesus was going to leave them, but he was going away to prepare for their arrival. The "if" in verse 3 is rhetorical. We could rewrite this verse as, "Since I go and prepare a place for you," Jesus was going to return for them. Bible scholars have debated what Jesus meant about returning for them. One possible meaning is that Jesus would meet them in their dying hour, just as he did with Stephen. Another possibility is the rapture of all the saved living and dead. Both seem plausible in that Jesus promised to take them to his Father's house, heaven. The 11 already knew about heaven, so they knew the place. They did not realize it, but they also knew the way. Question: what do you think? Why do we most often associate John 14 with those who have lost a loved one, and not our individual eternal salvation?